This is Fantasy Book Club.
Hello and welcome to the Fantasy Book Club. This is the Internet's book club, and just by listening, you're a member. My name is Colton Pratt.
And I am Sydney Lyerly.
And this is the wrap-up episode for Words of Radiance.
Yeah, crazy. Welcome to our little bonus episode. This is going up at the same time as the regular episode, I think, right?
Sometime this week, yes. Announcement. This episode is being recorded back-to-back with the last one, so we've been in here for a while.
We have been in here for a hot minute.
I am going to edit to add a few sound effects, but if you hear stumbles or bumbles, more than normal.
Stumbles or bumbles.
Freaking ignore it. If you don't ignore it, I will scream and cry. So you better ignore it.
Colin's going to become like a baby and throw a baby fit for about 10 seconds.
I am right on the verge of baby fit pretty much all the time anyway. So it's hard to hold it in. And if you guys make a fuss, I will let it loose. Okay?
All right. So what do you want to start with, Colin? We're doing three things today, guys. We're going to give our final like rankings.
Right.
Okay. So we'll rank all the people who were in the top five, bottom five, you know, do that. And then we're going to talk about who we would cast for actors. We picked five more because you remember from last book, we picked five, and now we picked five more characters. And then we're going to do dramatic ratings of our two favorite parts.
Yes.
And that's what we're going to do in this episode.
I think we should start with the big list we made.
The big list? Okay.
So you know what time it is then?
Yeah.
That means it's time to
rank the characters.
Woo! Here it goes. Okay, wait. Before we start, the majority of these rankings are based purely on the top five, bottom five numbers. Each person, depending on where they rank, gets points. And there will probably be some exceptions.
Yeah.
So right now, you're about to hear is mostly numbers. By the time you see a post that has these names, there may be more changes if we decide characters have earned their way in but didn't get the numbers they needed.
Yeah.
All right, Sydney, you want to read the number list? And we also have it divided, by the way. In general, if they got more than 10 points, they're in the best of the best category.
Yeah, except for a few we threw up in there.
If they got somewhere between 1 and 9 points, they're in the good category.
Yep.
Except for a few that we threw up in there. If they're in, if they're negative 1 to negative 9, they're in the bad category.
Yep.
And then finally, the worst of the worst section, negative 10 and over.
The ick section.
Plus characters got added and also, quote unquote, ranked. It's pseudo-ranked. Not super heavily ranked, but it's based solely on mostly on the numbers.
Yep.
Okay?
All right. You ready?
Yep.
So you want me to read the numbers?
It's okay.
Just the list.
Just read our list and tell them when the categories happen, but stop after good, because I have to do my part after good.
Okay. So we have the best of the best characters. We have Sean, Kaladin, Dalinar, Adolin, Pattern, and Syl, obviously. Yep. And then in the good character, we have Yasna, Navani, Teft, Pi, Gaz, Pelona, Vathaw, and Lopin.
Yep. Pause. Now, here's where the most things will happen. I'm going to read you the characters who weren't good enough to make either list.
Yep.
Now, some of these may be added to the good or the bad. So if you hear someone you really liked, don't be too offended yet.
Yep.
So here comes the list of every other character that we listed that has appeared. You ready?
Yep.
Rock, Scar, Yaub, Haber, Rind, Tazbek, Sigzil, Renarin, General Call, Rushu, Tag, Aladar, Gu, Kilrim, Reluna, Nalat, Axes, Hav, Bila, Davim, Abroni, Shivi, Zuln, Devi, Vernus, Demid, Vistim, Tilik, Salinar, Ived, Rizin, Helerin, Red, Relane, Punyo, Drahi, Elikar, Natin, Layton, Makub, Zael, Yix, Zzz, Stormfather, Eth, Naz, Pit, Borden, Kadash, Maiten, Mart, Ralinor, Thud, Erenev, Jushu, Hatham, Beld, Pelona, Sebariel, Balat, Wickham, Tavanar, Eletruthar, Melilil, Relis, Elida, Royon, Pete, Wit. Oh, Wit's in the other list, isn't he? Is he not on the other list?
No.
Oh.
Pelona, you said Pelona earlier, and she was on the other list.
Okay. Team, if you hear duplicates, no, you didn't. Ka, Huyo, Ril, Rod, Jix, Relevar, Ivis, Denla, Nal, En, Yake, Kal, Inanara, Telesh, Lift, Windle, Gox, Malaise, Davim, Abroni, Shivi, Zuln, Melu, Bila, Varanus, Pandri, Maxim, Tigzik, Hukin, Yaltal, Town, Sivi, Vama, Vasil, Maral, Lan, Taravangian, Adertagia, Bisig, Lin, Bashan, Felt, Nightblood, Apara, Xael, Pama, Rust, Athal, and Darkness.
Good job.
Oh, goodness gracious. Listener, like I said, if you hear duplicates, no, you didn't. If you hear characters who seem like they should move, they might have. Check the Instagram. We'll see. But yeah, for the most part, that's the list. Now get to bad and worst of the worst.
So the bad, we have Bluth, High Judge of Stowe, Graves, Moraes, Jakumov, Lys, Gavilar, Tin, and Tavlakov. And then the absolute worst of the worst, we have Moash, Ashonai, Venli, Iali, Gagna, Father Devar, Amran, and of course, Sadeus.
Of course, Sadeus.
Of course, Sadeus. And that's our list, guys.
Yeah.
We killed it. Go
now,
us.
I think it would be good, before we do the characters, to do one of our dramatic readings we have today.
Okay, do the first one?
I would like to do yours.
Okay.
So here is Sydney's favorite part of the book.
You want to hear what I picked and why I picked it?
No, wait, we'll do it after.
Aww.
First, they've got to hear the reading, so here it goes. Who is that? Gorgeous red hair. There wasn't a single lock of black in it. A slender build, so different from the curvaceous Alethi. A silken blue dress, simple yet elegant. Pale skin, it almost had a shin look to it, matched by light blue eyes. A slight dusting of freckles under the eyes, giving her an exotic cast. The young woman seemed to glide through the room. Adolin twisted about, watching her pass. She was so different.
Ash's eyes, Amaram said, chuckling. You're still doing that, are you?
Adolin pried his eyes away from the girl. Doing what?
Letting your eyes be drawn by every flitting little thing that swishes by. You need to settle down, son. Pick one. Your mother would be mortified to find you still unwed.
Yasna's unwed, too. She's a decade older than me, assuming she was still alive, as Aunt Navani was convinced.
Your cousin is hardly a role model in that regard. His tone implied more, or any regard.
Look at her, Amaram, Adolin said, craning to the side and watching the young woman approach his father. That hair. Have you seen anything such a deep shade of red?
Vaden, I'd warrant, Amaram said. Horn-eater blood. There are family lines that pride themselves on it.
Vaden, it couldn't be, could it? Excuse me, Adolin said, breaking away from Amaram and shoving, politely, his way over to where the young woman was speaking to his father and his aunt.
I just think that's a cute little section.
It's
that's
very
all.
Cute. I agree.
I was trying to think of a section like to pick because there are a lot of good spots in this book, and I was originally thinking about a section with Adolin just in Shallan, like talking. But I was like, you know, it's amazing how much he like instant like loves her.
It's
and
so
I
pretty.
Love
it's
it.
So cute.
Like,
yeah,
love at first sight. Seriously, and so I just thought it was cute, and that's why I picked it.
All right. Before we do the other dramatic reading, let's do the casting choices.
Yeah. Should we talk about what we did last? Time.
Yeah. So who are the five characters we cast last time?
So last time we cast Kaladin, Dalinar, Zeth, Syl, and Sadeus.
So the casting went like this. For Kaladin, who was it?
Matt Cornett.
So if you remember who that is, I don't, so look him up.
Matt Cornett is, hold on, give me 1 second. He's the dude from High School Musical, the musical, the series. One of the guys from that.
Dalinar we have cast as Pedro Pascal because, you know, super cool older dude. Zeth we have as Elijah Wood because he has crazy big eyes and could be crazy.
Yeah.
He's done horror movies recently. He can be crazy.
Has he really?
Yes. He has like his own like micro-budget horror movie studio now. He makes a lot of horror movies.
Well, good for him.
Silfrenna we have as Emma Myers. And Sadeus, this is my favorite casting choice, is Willem Dafoe. He would make a great Sadeus. You have to believe it.
Oh, I agree for sure.
All right. Now let's reveal. We have a sheet here where it's going to be a reveal for both of us at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm going to reveal both yours and mine at the same time.
Okay.
So for Shallan, you ready?
Well, hold on real quick. We did Shallan, Adolin, Amaram, Elikar, and Wit. That's who we did for this.
Yes, of course. Sorry for not saying that.
Yeah.
So for Shallan, we're going to both react and then probably do some extensive Googling.
Yeah.
Because
you're revealing both of ours, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
For Shallan, 3, 2, 1, reveal.
I have no idea who yours is.
Okay, let's do some Googling. Who did you choose, Sydney?
Picked Daisy Edgar Jones. So if you Google her, she is the main character from Where the Crawdads Sing, which is like one of my favorite movies ever. Mm-hmm. And I know Shallan has red hair.
Yeah.
But I 100% think this girl could pull off red hair.
Okay.
For sure. Like if you look up a photo of her, you have a photo of her pulled
up? Yeah, I do.
I 100% think she could pull off red hair. And also her character in Where the Crawdads Sing is very like shy and very hiding behind like everything, right? She's very shy, okay? But she also has a very like strong passion to her at times too. Okay. And so I think she could pull off Shallan for sure.
I think that's fair. Can I tell you, I can be convinced sometimes. This time I am not. I think I like mine.
She actually popped up when I was looking at characters.
I chose Sadie Sink. She already does have red hair.
Yeah.
And the character she plays in Stranger Things seems to me like...
I haven't seen Stranger Things, so
okay,
I don't
know. So she plays a character who is jokes, like makes fun of jokes.
Yeah.
And is extremely smart.
Yeah.
I don't know if she can do shy. That's the only thing she'd have to work on. Mm-hmm. But I do think, Sadie Sink...
I could see it. Okay. I 100% think I could see it.
Are you okay to say Sadie Sink for this one?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I agree. I think I could see it.
For this one, we've cast Sadie Sink. Okay, time for Adolin. You ready?
Yes.
Here comes the reveal for Adolin. 3, 2, 1.
Okay, you know what's hilarious?
What?
I about picked him. Like, jokingly. So Colin picked Tom Holland. And jokingly about put him down because I thought it would be funny.
I like Tom Holland. I like your guy better.
Yeah, so I picked Taylor John Smith, which again is from, he's from Where the Crawdads Sings. And I thought it was funny when I picked it because he's the love interest of the lady from the last, who I picked for Shallan. And he is just a very sweet guy in this.
Yeah, like, I think he could do
it. He's a very sweet person, and I just really think he could pull it off.
Yeah,
and he looks like what I imagine Adolin looked like.
Also, Tom Holland has aged out of this character at this point. He's kind of an old man now.
Is he really? How old is Tom Holland?
I think he's like 20, late 20s, maybe even 30.
Tom Holland is 27. How old is the guy I picked? How old is Taylor?
I don't know, but he looks younger than me.
Taylor is 28. He's actually older.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
He looks so young.
He does look pretty young. He's got a fairly young face.
I still think your guy wins it for me.
Yeah.
Tom Holland doesn't win it.
Sweet.
All right.
He's a very sweet person.
So now it's Amarim. And Amarim, what we're looking for. So what we were looking for in Shallan, red hair, sassy.
Yeah.
Adolin was like a nice boy.
Mm-hmm.
For Amarim, what we're looking for is conniving, but kind of nice looking.
But also very weirdly attractive.
Yeah, like good at hiding his evilness.
I picked.
You ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. We both been huge actors.
Oh gosh.
I think either can do it.
I agree. So,
I picked Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, that's funny.
Who'd you pick?
I picked Henry Cavill, who plays Superman.
Yes. I will say Leo for me, because of my roommates are watching Django Unchained, and he can play a dude who seems nice and then suddenly breaks out and screaming and shooting someone in the head.
Oh, for sure.
I think I like Leo. For me.
Yeah, I could see it.
For me, I prefer Leo to Henry. Henry has only ever played nice people. I've never seen him be mean is the thing.
Yeah. Okay, here's why I picked Henry, okay?
Yeah.
Mostly because he just has that very, like, rugged, good look to him. And
right.
I picture Amram as being that guy who looks rugged and good looking, and that's why everyone loves him.
Well, DiCaprio is also known for that.
Yeah. He's also so much older than I thought he was.
DiCaprio?
Leo, he's almost 50. Henry's only 40.
To be honest, okay, that's fair.
But to be honest, it could go
Doesn't he look like, to me, he looks how I pictured Amram.
Yeah.
He imagine him wearing a
younger.
Cape.
Oh, God, I can see it. I can see it. I agree. I could see it.
Next. Okay, so Leo won that one. Next is Elokar.
Yep.
We're looking for whiny young boy.
Yeah.
Whiny young man.
I kind of forget who I picked.
I don't forget who I picked. 3, 2, 1, reveal. I don't know your guy.
Oh, okay. To be honest, also didn't know my guy.
Say who you did.
I picked Lucas Hedges.
Oh.
And the reason I picked this man, with the long hair specifically.
Okay.
If you see a photo with him with the long hair, can you see it?
Yeah, he looks like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo a little bit.
He kind of does. You're right. When I saw that, I was like, this man looks like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. And I don't know why, but he with the long hair, looks like kind of what I picture Elokar to be.
I agree.
Noah Schnapp is also not bad.
Noah Schnapp is who I chose.
Yeah.
Modern Noah Schnapp.
I feel like he's almost too young.
Yeah, he looks, you're right. I think Lucas Hedges wins this one for me over Noah Schnapp.
Sweet. He's got to have the long hair though, I think.
Yes.
To really pull it off.
Yeah, I agree. Now finally, here is Wit.
Yeah.
I am happy with my casting.
I also forgot who my casting was.
Oh, you ready for Wit?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Okay, so my casting was Tom Hiddleston because
makes sense. I can see it.
I mean, obviously, right?
Yeah.
It's Tom Hiddleston. Yeah,
yeah.
And
my pick was John Krasinski. And you want to know why?
Because he looked at the camera?
Well, that too, actually. But because I've seen movies where he's been like super serious, but also The Office. And I don't know why, but that mix hits Wit in my mind. Because we know Wit is like super goofy, but also breaks the fourth wall, but also can be serious when he needs to be.
Okay, let's. Wit does not break the fourth wall. He just knows it more than he should.
Wit definitely would break the fourth wall.
Oh, man. I just think of Tom Hiddleston. So here's the difference. I think of Tom as Wit as a little rascal boy.
Yeah,
and I think Tom does that better than John in this case. I think John is either just kind of, frankly, in The Office, he's a bully. And that's not talked about enough. He's just kind of a bully to
be fair, Wit also like, kind of is.
That is true.
But Wit is also just kind of a boho sometimes.
Let's zoom out, though. Bullying rich people who are oppressing the poor is different than bullying your autistic coworker. And John bullies his autistic coworker. It's headcanon. I don't know if he's actually autistic.
I don't know.
I like Tom.
I could see either, genuinely. I do agree. I think Tom could pull it off for
sure. Let's do Tom. Okay.
That's fine.
So our final casting. We actually traded back and forth for this one. Our final went, Shallan is Sadie Sink. Adolin is Taylor John Smith. Amaram is Leonardo DiCaprio. That's my favorite casting so far, actually.
Really?
He seems like such a butthole. It'd be great. Ella Carr is Lucas Hedges. And Wit is Tom Hiddleston.
Nailed it.
Those are some great casting. I've also seen people for Wit. I've seen a cast that I like that I wanted to bring up. And the actor's name I will bring up in a second.
When you remember it.
One second.
You figure it out. 1 second, 2 second,
It was a person who played Doctor Who, and so I need to remember which doctor it was. Where are you, my friend?
One of the doctors.
It was one of the doctors.
We don't know which one of the doctors.
This guy. Who are you? I see a photo of him, but I don't know who he is.
What is your name, sir?
What is your name?
Who are you?
I'm scrolling.
Where's that from? What movie goes, who are you?
Who are you?
Oh, my gosh. I just had, who was it?
David Tennant. Look up David Tennant.
David Tennant.
People also want a David Tennant for
hold on.
Wit.
David Tennant. Oh, gosh.
He's very Wit-esque, I think. He's a little rascal boy.
I could kind of see it.
But I think I prefer Tom.
He almost hits me as too creepy.
Fair enough.
He hits me as more like a Zeth than a Wit, to be honest.
All right. Last thing to do before we close this episode out. It's time for the final dramatic reading of this book. You ready?
Yay!
Here it goes.
You can watch this? He shouted at them. My sons, fight alone. There are shard bearers among you. Is there not one of you who will fight with them? He scanned the crowd. The king was looking at his feet. Amaram. What of Amaram? Dalinar found him seated near the king. Dalinar met the man's eyes. Amaram looked away. No. What has happened to us? Dalinar asked. Where is our honor?
Honor is dead, a voice whispered from behind him.
Dalinar turned and looked at Captain Kaladin. He hadn't noticed the bridge man walking down the steps behind him.
Kaladin took a deep breath, then looked at Dalinar. But I'll see what I can do.
Wow.
I've talked about this plenty of times. That line.
It's very baller.
Honor is dead, but I'll see what I can do is one of my favorite lines. It's so good.
Yeah.
So that was my choice. I think we're done.
That's crazy. We killed it. Let us know what you think of our castings and stuff.
Yeah. Who would you cast? Who would you cast? Is there any different than me? I don't know. Anyway.
Probably.
Thank you guys all for listening. Thank you to Alesia for making the intro and outro to this program. That is Alezeia on Spotify, and the song is called The Windrunner Remake. That's all I have for you.
Make sure you read Edge Dancer for next week.
Yeah, make sure you read Edge Dancer. I'm Colton Pratt.
And I'm Cindy Lowerly.
I love you.
Peace.
Why are you still here? The show's over.